Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions so powerful they should wear tights and a cape. We enable and streamline organizational charting, succession planning, workforce modeling, and strategic workforce initiatives. Visit Acquire CEO Lois Melbourne's blog at blog.acquire.com for her enlightening insight into current HR industry issues by way of Star Trek, The Fonz, and Ebenezer Scrooge.
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. Yay. Fantastic to be back. This is HR Happy Hour, episode 56, the HR Florida 2010 preview. I'm Steve Bowes, your gracious host. With me, of course, Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion. Shauna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well.
Wow, we've done this so many times before. I need to come up with a new opening, I think. I say the same thing every week. Like 53 weeks in a row, I said the same thing.
Consistency is good.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'll think about some new opening lines maybe for the next show.
Don't get too creative.
Yeah, really.
Don't scare people.
That's true. Let's not put too much work into this. Come on.
Yeah, we kind of phone it in sometimes.
Exactly. Welcome HR Happy Hour. We got a great show tonight, a huge panel assembled. They're waiting in the wings to come on and talk with us about HR Florida 2010, which is coming up in just about a month, and we're really excited about what's going to be happening down there. Shauna, just some quick notes for our listeners. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. Our hashtag on Twitter is HR Happy Hour. The hashtag for HR Florida is HRFL10, HRFL10 as well, so you can keep an eye on what's going on about the conference, starting tonight, starting a few weeks ago and all up until the event, which is shaping up to be a really huge event next month.
Very cool. We'll
be talking about tonight. So, Shauna, what's up with you? We didn't really have much of a chance to talk about your big move, your big relocation. So, why don't you update your fans about what's happening with you in Alabama?
My fans?
You have fans?
I guess I do. I'm unfortunately still in the hotel. I haven't been able to move into my apartment yet, and they moved back the date on me, so I'm a little sad about that. But, you know, I'm having a fun time. I get to work with April every day, which is awesome. And, you know, they're actually a really fun company. Last week, we had a water balloon fight. It was really cool.
Wow, fantastic. Inside or outside, Shauna?
Outside.
Great.
Yeah, let's not go completely crazy. But, yeah, they're a fun bunch of people. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen 6 months from now. But for right now, I'm having a good time.
Well, great. Shauna, that's awesome. And I hear you may see a good friend of ours, perhaps, you might visit. In the pre-show, you mentioned that. So why don't you tell us about that?
April and I might get to go up and see Ben's new baby soon.
And Ben is who, really for folks who might not know who Ben is? Not all of our listeners are on a first-name basis, Shauna.
Well, fine. I guess if you want to be technical. Ben Eubanks from Upstart HR and all the other multitudes of sites that he runs is only about an hour to an hour and a half away from Birmingham. So,
right.
And because they just got the babies, when babies were born, me and April maybe get to go up and see them this weekend, and I'm so excited. I want to go.
That's great. And so huge congratulations to Ben Eubanks and his wife.
Yes, most definitely. They're going to make great parents.
their two little babies, and, you know, Sean, we could never get Ben before, but now I think we may have a shot at getting him because, you know, now his sleeping patterns are going to be all disrupted, and there's a chance he may be available for us some one of these nights at 8 o'clock to come on the show. So congrats, Ben, and best of luck with
congrats.
That. So, all right, so let's get on with it. Get on
You're
with
right.
it.
Enough about me.
Yeah, it's enough about this Alabama move, you know. It's we get it, you know. We've been talking about it for months, so let's move on. Let's talk about Florida, right? Let's talk about that. So
totally.
We've got some great guests tonight. We want to welcome to the show first our first guest, the State Conference Director of HR Florida. Please welcome to the show Carol McDaniel.
Hey, thank you. Yay, thank you so much. It's so nice to be here, and you've been so gracious to invite us. We really, really appreciate it. I guess you probably
Carol.
Want to know.
Yeah, tell the audience a little bit about you, what you do, and what your role is.
Well, right now, all I do is conference planning. That's about it, 24/7. So we're just about 30 days. There's nothing much else going on. But seriously, I work for Bernard Hodish Group here in Tampa, and I am supposed to be doing all the business development for the state of Florida. Don't tell my boss, but I have been with HOTUS for almost 11 years now, so I enjoy that quite a bit, and have been involved with HR Florida for several years through the smaller chapters in the state. HR Tampa is where I'm from, and got involved with HR Florida a couple years ago and came in late 2008 to begin running the 2009 and 2010 conference for HR Florida. So this is my volunteer job, which I love. Very passionate about it.
Wow, volunteer job.
Oh.
I know. Volunteering is
tough,
right? They might be, I hope they're not taking too much advantage of you, you know, Carol. working you too hard, you know? No pay.
Of course they are. Of course
right.
they are.
Right. Well,
that's
great.
How they
Carol,
do here.
Yeah, Carol, well, thanks for joining us. It's so good to have you. We love to have new guests on the show, so thanks. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Welcome a friend of the show, a guest as well, and the guy who's responsible really for helping coordinate this show tonight as well as the HR social media and blogging panel, which we'll be talking about, that'll be at the conference. Welcome the great Mike Vandervoort to the show. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. Hey, thanks for the kind words. I am a friend of the show. You guys do a great job, and we're thrilled
have
to have you coming.
You have my address to send that check we talked about, right?
I do. And a plane ticket and a hotel room. No, hey, no, we're thrilled to have you guys coming down to the show and doing some live broadcasting. That'll be cool to be a part of. And this is my first year with HR Florida, and they were kind enough to have me last year as a member of the blogging panel and give me a promotion this year to take over and be the organizer and kind of the moderator for panel and the blogging squad. So it's going to be fun. I got to pick some good friends and cool people, and we're really looking forward to having you guys all down in Orlando next month.
Mike, thanks so much. Speaking of good friends and cool people, let's welcome. We have three of the other members of the HR blogging panel are out live on our show tonight. Let's please welcome first the great HR ringleader, Trish McFarland, back to the show. Trish, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Trish, for the
hey.
One or two people out there that may not be familiar with who you are and what you do, why don't you tell us one more time who
okay.
is the HR ringleader?
Well, I am actually an HR business partner for a children's hospital here in St. Louis, Missouri. I do write the HR Ringleader blog in my free time, which, you know, isn't much nowadays, but also co-founder of the HR Evolution Conference and the Women of HR blog. So, staying
Ooh.
Busy.
Right, right.
Very busy.
That's a huge plate of activities. And so thanks so much for taking a little time out of your schedule to join us tonight. We're still going. We're still doing introductions. By the time the show's over, we'll have everybody introduced. But I'm going to keep plowing through these. Please welcome our great guest of the show, a great blogger, just a fun person. She pulled a real big diva move on us, Shauna, right before the show by literally calling in like 10 seconds before the show went live. She finally called in like a star would do, and she is a star. Please welcome Franny Oxford to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Franny.
That was actually, I'm just trying to live my brand, and my brand is going to be all about hacking your work. So that's what we're talking about at HR Florida, and a big part of hacking your work is never, ever, ever show up early.
I love it.
You have
Franny,
to just
we'll be sure
slide
to talk
in right on time.
Franny, right. In addition to serving as a member of the HR blogging social media panel that we've talked about, you'll also be doing a pre-conference workshop, and hopefully we'll talk a little bit about that too before the show's over tonight. So, thanks very much. We're still one more introduction right now, Shauna. Friend of the show, of course, spiritual founder of the show, the voice of the show. He reads our great commercials at the beginning and the end of the show. Welcome back to the show, Mark Stelzner.
Hey, hey guys. Happy Thursday night. The pleasure is mine, believe me.
Fantastic. Mark, you're up to some new things. Why don't you just share briefly what you're up to these days?
Yeah, apparently our goal is to start a new business every day this week. Really, really excited about that. Now,
that sounds fun.
on Monday, Lori Rudiman, Yasha Stelzner, and I started a new business called New Media Services, LLC. And today, in fact, we announced our first subsidiary, which is Voice of HR. And Voice of HR is proud to announce that we're partnering with HR Florida to bring forward social media services. So we're very, very pumped, very, very busy, and thrilled that we're coming out of the gate live with HR Florida in 2010.
Yes, yeah, Mark, great. Thanks for joining us. And speaking of new media services, I have one more person I'd like to welcome to the show right now. Please welcome area code 919 to the HR Happy Hour. Hello, and tell us who you are.
I don't know. Who am I? What do I do for a living anymore? This is Lori Rudiman.
Hey, Lori.
Hey. Hey, guys. Happy Thursday. Thanks for your gracious introduction. And I really love the opportunity to partner with Stelzner. But beyond that, I love HR Florida. I spoke there last year. I was there with Mike Vandervoort, and it was a hoot. So you guys are going to have fun on that panel.
It's great. Definitely. Lori, thanks so much for calling in tonight and hang out with us as well. And we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on at HR Florida in the context of what you guys are up to as well. So, man, that was the longest panel introduction ever. I'm ready to call the show over right now. I'm tired.
You've been almost 13 minutes.
Oh, my. How long is this show?
Only an hour, so we're going to have to kind of, you know.
We're going to need to pick it up. So HR Happy Hour, we're talking about HR Florida. Everybody associated with HR Florida is on the line. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. Our Twitter hashtag, HR Happy Hour. And so let's get into it. Carol, I want to go to you as the State Conference Director. Talk a little bit about the event in general, the history of the event, and what's happening this year that's new and exciting, and maybe share with us, you know, just how big this thing is and how crazy it's getting.
Oh, I would love to do that. It's huge. It's monstrous at this point. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you we're having a monster social? Eric Weingartner and crew are coming in, and they are rolling in with a big, big, big show for the tweet up on Monday night. So that has been a project in the works, and we're just so excited. Even though he's on vacation, he's been getting us all set up, and we're really, really excited about that. So this is our 32nd year holding a state conference. It has grown over the years from a used to be a 1.5, 2-day event to now really a 3-full-day event when you include the pre-con sessions that start on Sunday. So over the years, we've done all sorts of things. The past 2 years have been really catapulting HR Florida into new places in terms of social media. We've really embraced, especially last year was our first year kind of bringing in a bloggers panel. Not everybody knew what that meant. There was that reporters. People weren't sure. What does that mean for us? But it really changed the look and feel of the conference inside and has begun to really change the way people perceive the conference on the outside. This year especially, we've gotten a lot of attention due to not just having the bloggers come in. And, of course, last year we had an amazing panel. This year, even more amazing with people that come in, you know, social media stars, as I like to think of you all, and people that really understand the profession but yet understand what we're trying to do in terms of taking things to the next level or two. And our partnerships with not only Monster this year for our tweet-up, this will be our second tweet-up we've done, but as Mark mentioned earlier, our partnership with the Voice of HR and doing things like this are not something we would have done 10 years ago. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think we're moving the HR people to saying, gosh, you know, social media, I guess I need to sit in on a session about that and find out what's going on because it's everywhere. And we're proud of that. We've had some tremendous help from Mike Vanderbord, Stephen Harrison, who I know is listening this evening. He is our social media director for the HR Florida State Council. He has done a tremendous job in pushing the envelope for us to say, hey, we need to be here, we need to be doing this, and oh, by the way, let's check out this group, let's check out this project. So we owe a lot to them for that. So outside of those new things that we're going to be doing, some of the really cool people that are coming this year, besides the bloggers panel and all the groups from the Voice of HR, as you probably are aware, we have Henry Winkler speaking for us as a keynote on Monday, and, you know, the Fonz from Happy Days, and he really speaks.
Hey,
that's cool. He's not going to be wearing a leather jacket. He actually is going to be speaking. Just want y'all to know, there won't be any poodle skirts. Not allowed. We're not doing that. He speaks very highly of that time in his life, but he really likes to talk about his series of books that he's written about learning disabilities, and they're really children's books. So he talks a lot about engagement and volunteerism and doing the right thing. So really excited about that. And of course, if you don't know by now, I don't know where everyone's been, but we have China Minor Gorman, our keynote for Tuesday, and we are so thrilled to have her.
Awesome.
When we booked her, she was at SHRM, so we were excited to have someone for SHRM come in. But since then, obviously there's been a change in her life, but we're actually even more excited to have her come in now because she can not only speak about, you know, her time at SHRM and what she's done, but kind of the afterlife and what her thoughts might be around that. So we're just thrilled, and I just sent her a note a few minutes ago. We've got another special little surprise for China we haven't shared with her yet. So we've got some really cool stuff going to be happening, and I'm just so excited about everybody coming. We have released some numbers, as you've probably seen on Twitter.
Yeah, so what's it looking like?
Okay.
It's a record-breaking year for HR Florida?
Well, actually, not quite yet. Our 30th anniversary was record-breaking, but we're approaching that number right now. We're just shy of 1,250 attendees. And that's pretty good for the state of Florida, considering they typically run at about 950 to 1,100. So we're thinking that by the time August 30th rolls around, we're going to probably be at about 1,325. In terms of attendees. So we're really excited about that. We have just over 155 exhibitors in the expo hall. We sell out at 160. We don't have any more space. So we're very close to selling that out. And that's really exciting for us, and especially in the past 2 years when things have been tough for people to release kind of their checkbooks to let people come and go to the conferences and companies, you know, letting people come and exhibit. It's expensive to do that. We get that. So
yeah. Great.
We're really excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Carol, that's a great overview. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, Shauna, when we're down there and we're setting up shop and we do get a chance to speak to Henry Winkler, I'm not going to ask about Happy Days at all. I'm going to ask about my favorite movie, one of my favorite underrated movies, Night Shift. Do you remember that one, Shauna? That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, God.
Guys out there can look
just
that
don't
one
ask
up.
Him where... Don't ask him where Pinky is. He won't want that. He won't talk about that.
Right, right. So great, Carol. Thanks so much, Mike. I want to throw this to you, Mike. Last year, Carol mentioned, HR Florida put together their first sort of HR blogging, social media kind of panel that you were a member of. And now this year, you're doing it again, and you coordinated the panel and arranged the guests and whatnot. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what happened last year, your efforts this year, and sort of, and then maybe take a step back and talk about how this. This type of a program or a panel is influencing what's going on at some of these state-level conferences.
Yeah. Well, last year I was part of the panel with Lori and Chris Dunn and Jessica Lee, some of our friends from FOT over there that aren't around this year. And it was the first time I had done something like that. So we wrote about the conference, and we did a tweet up where we kind of hung out and talked to people. And really, I think it was really just about that experience was about exposing people at the conference to some people who were, you know, more in depth in social media than your average HR pro that comes to the state conference. and to give them some opportunity to interface with us on what we do. It also extended the conference experience a little bit because of the tweeting to the hashtag and stuff like that. This year, when they invited me to moderate the panel, and I set up a tweet up last year, which was kind of just an impromptu thing. This year, when they invited me to do it, Steve, I had a slightly different objective, I think, than just kind of trying to expose people to social media, because we'd already done that. I mean, and not everybody saw it, but there was a fair amount of exposure, I think, in 2009. So this year, and in fact, this is the subject of the panel that those of us who are in it are going to talk about, is why HR practitioners need to understand social media. I wanted to bring it more down to a practitioner level. How it works for people, why it's important to understand it, and how it's going to impact your work, as opposed to just kind of like, here's some cool social media people to talk to. So that was really what I tried to do this year, and that's what went into the thought process behind the people that I selected, in addition to the other things that they would bring, like you and HR Happy Hour and so forth. So the experience last year was great. It was fun to do to be a participant. I also got a chance to kind of experience it from that end, which I think helped me develop what I hope is going to be a good experience for the people who are on the panel and our guests at the conference this year. So that's kind of where I was coming from when I did all this.
Yeah, hey, Mike, and do you get the sense, you know, you attend, you know, a lot of these events that you have, and do you get the sense that it's really a push from the organizers of the event and people like yourself and Carol putting together these groups that want to expose the membership and the attendees to this information? Or do you get the sense the attendees themselves are looking to understand more about this as well? Or perhaps it's a little of both?
I really think it's what you just said at the end. I think it's a little bit of both. I think that there's a lot of interest and a lot of misapprehension, or a lot of apprehension and misunderstanding about what social media is still for your everyday person who doesn't delve into it like we do. And I think they want to understand it, either do I really need to know this, or should I develop a policy that locks it down, or whatever, all those questions that you still hear. And so I think it's awesome when a group like HR Florida steps up and sets a role model for our whole state and our local chapters to see that there is some purpose to doing this beyond just getting word-of-mouth chatter for your conference to ramp up the attendance. You know, we're trying to put on something that shows people how this works and why it matters. And I think that's really important. I think people respond to that because they're looking for that answer to some degree.
Mike, thanks. I want to pause for a second. I want to welcome one more person to the show. I've just been informed that I believe this is the great Steve Harrison here on Area Code 850. Is this Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Steve.
Welcome to the show.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. Hey, Steve, tell us a little bit about who you are and what your role is in all this.
I am the HR Florida social media director, so my job is to try to help facilitate all social media activity and everything that comes from the state council, help our 28 affiliated state chapters with social media initiatives, activities, and also because of these duties, I've also been able to work with quite a few other state councils and chapters across the country through SHRM. And contacts through there to help, you know, get the movement out there about social media and HR and what we're all doing out there every day on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all that.
You're wasting time, Steve. That's what you're doing. You're sucking productivity out of the organization.
Hey.
And this is a volunteer job, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. All right, you're good. You're good. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for calling in. Hang out with us. I want to throw this back around before I get to, you know, I made a comment about Franny, Shauna, at the beginning of the show, so I want to make sure I get to her before I want to make sure I get back to her and Trish as well before, like, the 35-minute mark so I don't get killed. But so I'll throw it back out to Trish and to Franny. You guys are out there working in HR. You're dealing with these issues every single day. You're very well-known and popular folks, you know, in the social media circles as well, but you have real day jobs. So Trish, Franny, and perhaps both of you can share commenting just a little bit about the importance of the rank-and-file HR professional learning more about these topics and getting more involved.
Well,
Trish?
Do you want me to start? This is Trish.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Trish.
You know, for me, it was really interesting because I had been at a company where it was not really acceptable to be on social media because there was that perception that it didn't add value. But if I didn't have the blog and all of the connections that came from being on Twitter and using social media, I would have never got the opportunity to work at the Children's Hospital where I am right now. And just on a day-to-day basis, I mean, they seem hungry for it. They don't understand really exactly what social media is going to mean to us as an HR department or as a hospital, but on both fronts, they're very interested in it. And so, you know, when you're used to using this on a daily basis yourself, you do have to step back. You have to sort of think, okay, back to square one, what were some of the first things I needed to do in order to get myself up to speed? And I've sort of started walking through with them. So every couple weeks we're doing meetings and presentations on how to get involved in the space. And so I'm hearing it more and more from the people I talk to, in our local community. When I go to different social media events in St. Louis, I'm hearing more of that happening around our area. So I do think it's starting to spread, and it's becoming more acceptable as people are starting to think, instead of how do I prevent this, you know, they understand people are already doing this on their phones anyway if they're not allowed to do it at work. And so companies are, I think, are finally getting the idea that maybe we need to look at our communication policies and tell people what we want them to do as opposed to what not to do with social media.
So, Trish, you're not just HR Florida. You'll be heading to another state conference, in 2 days, 3 days, to talk about the same thing. Maybe you could comment a little bit about what you're up to next week.
Okay, well, I'm heading up this weekend, probably on Saturday, for the Illinois State SHRM Conference. I'll be there actually with Mike Vandervoort, who will be joining me. But John Jorgensen is the director of Illinois State SHRM in conjunction with Dave Ryan, who is helping him with the social media aspect of it. Again, they're trying to do something similar and bringing in people who are familiar with social media to talk about the positive ways that it can be actually used, not just in your personal life, but in human resources, in your day-to-day job, and how it makes it easier, how you can do your research faster, and you can actually take advantage of your connections. So, it's very exciting.
Great, Trish. And so, and we also encourage our listeners out there to check out what's going on at the Illinois SHRM event as well next week.
Definitely.
Franny, I'm going to throw it to you, and, you know, I want you maybe to talk a little bit about what you're seeing in your area of the world and dealing with HR and social media, but also talk a little bit about the pre-conference workshop at HR Florida that you'll be offering and that looks really, really interesting. And, Franny, before you get that, let me just ask you, will you be walking into your pre-conference workshop like 30 seconds before it's about to start?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I
love it.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I'll actually be writing it as I walk in. No, I'm kidding, everybody. So I guess having always worked in small companies and privately held companies, I've never experienced the issues that some people have with people getting nervous about the access issue with social media. I've always used it really as a resource, as a huge resource for everything I need to do in my job. I don't have to be an expert in every single area of HR as long as I have access to people who know what they're talking about and who I can ask questions to online. So a lot of what we'll be talking about at the seminar, the Hack Your Work seminar, will really be about being resourceful and finding the very fastest and easiest and most accurate resources, both online and in real life.
Great. Great. I'll tell you what, I'm excited to see it. I hope to get to your session, Franny. I probably will try to squeeze in right before you do to see it. I'm looking forward to it.
You are such a punk, Steve.
I know. I feel like when I teach this class, right, Shauna, I teach my little HR technology class, and I always like find one student every semester, and that's the one that I call on and I pick on. You know, I do it the whole time. Right? So, I don't know why I do that. I feel like there's always got to be one person, right? When you present, you've got to single in on them, and so I don't know. So, don't get
so
mad.
Funny.
I love Franny, and I'm just teasing.
Right, you tease because you love.
Absolutely. Yes. Franny is about the coolest person I've ever met, quite frankly. So
she is.
Hey, let's do a quick reset, and then I want to talk to our friends Mark and Lori who are hanging out patiently. HR Happy Hour, we're talking HR Florida. We're about halfway through the show. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour. Shauna was looking out for tweets. I know there's been some call to see some poodle skirt action, and that might happen.
You in a poodle skirt. I want pictures.
That might happen. I'm not going to rule that out. I'm not going to, we'll see. If it sells a few more tickets, Carol, I think we have to.
I was just going to say that, you know, one thing we didn't mention, and if you need to do a reset real quick, I can talk about it afterwards, but our Tuesday night party, oh, my gosh, it's not Hall & Oates. Let me go ahead and set the record straight now. We're not having Hall & Oates, but
okay.
We do have some belly dancers. We do have some tattoo artists. We do have tarot card readers. It's a whole night, kind of a Moroccan street fair event.
Right, right.
Very
excellent.
Cool.
Belly dancing,
mm-hmm.
tattooing. It sounds like Tuesday night in Alabama to me.
So there you go. Now you can visualize Mike Vandervoort in a belly dancing outfit. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I think. And Steve in a poodle skirt. It's going to be bizarre.
That's tricky.
I can hear the people queuing up to try to get their money back as we speak. So I want to throw it over to Mark and or Lori to talk a little bit about what's going on with you guys, New Media Services and Voice of HR and your presence at HR Florida. I mean, this is pretty big news that got announced this week, and you know, everyone seems to be really excited about it. So maybe, you know, you guys can talk a little bit about what you're up to.
Lori, you want to get us going?
Mark, you're an awesome spokesperson because you have that voice. Why don't you give it a shot and I'll chime in?
Yeah, come on, Mark. You've got to have a 30-second commercial ready to
That's
go.
That's right.
Right?
I know. Thank you for listening to the voice of HR. we're totally pumped. I mean, this has been something we've been working on for a while. There's been a lot of conversation, a lot of conjecture about what Voice of HR would be, when it would come out, who we would work with. And I got to tell you, Lori and I are just thrilled to be working with all the great tweeters, bloggers, social media representatives, and the folks at HR Florida that are kind of pushing the envelope. I mean, a lot of people look to these state conferences for leadership. And, you know, I'll say it, SHRM National could learn from what these folks are doing. I look at all the state conferences. I look at how they're pushing the envelope. And I tell you, we're happy to be there right with them. And what we're actually going to do is we're going to have a booth, and that booth will actually be a lounge. It's our social media lounge on the expo floor. We're inviting everybody to come, plug in, sit down. We're going to broadcast several live radio programs. We're going to be tweeting. We're going to be blogging. We're going to be teaching people how to adopt these tools and how to get more involved and how to build some meaningful relationships that go well beyond the expo floor and well beyond the plenary, so that when the lights go off and the conference is over and Carol has a nice tall drink in hand. That people are still engaged, because I think one of the challenges that we're finding in the profession right now is just keeping people engaged and keeping the conversation going, and that's what we're really all about.
I love that. And one of the things, Mark, that I think it's really important that we mention over and over again is that this really isn't about Voice of HR. I mean, Mark and I feel very strongly that we love human resources, but our work is really geared towards helping HR Florida in this instance connect with its members, connect with an audience that's there, and also connect with a virtual audience that is paying attention across the country, globally. If we can help with that, believe it or not, Mark and I don't have huge egos, at least not all the time. So really our goal with this venture is to kind of rein our egos in and put it in the right direction, and that's helping HR Florida not only establish a new audience, but reach out and engage the audience it has in a new way. So I don't know, I'm really excited to take my personal brand, to co-opt Mark's personal brand, and do something good within our own community. I think that's really cool and exciting.
Yeah, and Steve,
yeah.
If I can...
Or not, or it sucks,
yeah, no,
I don't know.
Mark, go ahead.
it's very exciting.
I'm not going to let my new business partner pull a Stelzner. It is not going to happen.
Holy crap, you're rubbing off
to...
on me, dude.
Right. I mean, co-opting your personal brand only goes so far. That's yours. The Stelzner is yours. You can't give that
it
up.
It is.
No, what I wanted to say, I mean, I just, and I put a little challenge out on Twitter yesterday as well, is you know, we are so supportive of each other as a community. Everyone who listens to the show, everyone on Twitter, you know who you are. I'd like to see us actually find, I'd like to see us find some new voices. I want to see us reach out and find new blogs, find new tweeters, find new people.
Ooh.
We can let everybody else get to know, because we all know each other. We get sick and sometimes probably hearing from each other after a while.
No.
Supporting others, let's bring them in and let's lift them up. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, and what if the next Mark Stelzner is at HR Florida, right? What if this person's just there waiting to be discovered? So I'm kind of excited about that challenge. Wherever we go, I want to replace Mark Stelzner.
Right,
next
HR
star.
First year, Lori, looking for new partner in first week.
I'm so transparent.
So and Mark, you also will be on the panel as well as myself. I'll be on the panel. Sean, do you know I'm on the panel? I didn't even mention that. I'm on the panel too, so I'm excited about
that. I had heard that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Vandervoort was asleep at the wheel at that decision, but thank you, Mike, for including me. So
no, I knew you needed to get down to Florida, Steve. We needed you down.
I'll tell you what. You know, we're talking about belly dancing and tattoos. I want to go to Space Mountain, so I hope that gets organized as well at some point during the week. So, let's circle back to. Well, actually, we have a caller. I do want to take this call, Shauna. We have. I bet you know. You're looking at the switchboard as well. I think we need to take the call on line 11. A very good friend of the show. Country code 44, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, Steve.
Hey,
hi, everybody.
Who is this stranger? I have not heard from you in a while. Please identify yourself.
You've not heard from me for a while. No, I haven't called him for a while. I thought I'd better let somebody else speak. This is Bill Borman. I'm just calling really to say how excited I am about coming over to Florida, because it's really shaping up to be a massive event, probably the biggest one I've been involved in. So, kudos to everybody there. I've had a research project going on for about 3 months that we're going to be unveiling in my presentation on Phoenix Recruiting, which is one of the smaller ones, where we've been mapping. So far, we've done 12 capitals, and we've locationally mapped the available skills from resumes on the web and the open vacancies that are advertised on the web by scraping what's out there, and it's come up with some fantastic results. So I'm really looking forward to showing that, if anyone's interested in coming and having a look or getting a copy.
Yeah, Bill, that sounds interesting. You know, when you first said you've mapped 12 capitals, I was kind of thinking like A through F or J or whatever. I can't be the only one who thought that, right?
You can't be the only one who thought that. But we've included Orlando and Dallas and Toronto and London and various other places. And the trends we're getting coming back from all the capitals are exactly the same over where the skill shortage is and what the gap is between jobs and people in the job market. So we're going to be having some interesting talk on that. I'm really excited about it.
Well, great, Bill. It'll be good to see you back over here in the States. I'm certain you've got your, visa issues sorted out, right? And you're ready to get here, right?
always ready to go. And it's, I'm sure they'll let me back in. And mostly, I'm only coming for the Monster Social.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good enough reason to come all by itself.
and to see you, Mike, and the over there guys.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you there. Maybe we can
circle back a little bit to Carol at this point. Carol, maybe, you know, we've talked a lot about sort of the event a little bit in general, social media and the voice of HR a little bit. And so perhaps just in terms of the organization of the content for your conference and how that comes together and how much is that influenced by what's happening sort of nationally, globally versus what's happening locally that down there in Florida?
Well, that's a really great question. I could probably tell you, sometimes I feel like it's the big wheel of fortune. We just spin the wheel and see what pops up. But actually, it's more like a really targeted look at what's happening. For example, right now, we're already putting program tracks together for 2011 so that we know, based on what we're hearing today, what the feedback has been about sessions that are already out there, the tracks are being developed for 2011 as we speak. Even though we've not put out a call for presentations yet, we already know what we're going to be looking at. And you're right. What we do is take a look at first kind of what the climate is outside of the weather in Florida in terms of legal issues, social media issues, healthcare issues, employment issues, all of those things that have kind of come to the forefront over the past year, and we start putting an idea down on paper to say, you know, this is really kind of where I'm thinking the theme, if you will, without really making a theme, is going to start to build upon. And then also nationally, obviously there's a lot going on nationally, not just in Florida about social media, for example, not just in Florida about the healthcare reform, or jobs for that matter. But, you know, some things are going to be really unique to Florida. One of the things that obviously is affecting many of our Gulf states is the oil spill. And so there's a lot, there's going to be a lot about that. You'll probably see in 2011 in terms of effects on employment. I mean, we could probably speak to it today. But one of the things HR Florida, I did want to mention, we're picking up a really cool fundraising opportunity this year to kind of help raise funds to help our wildlife and our birds in Florida. So there's a big fundraiser going on with that. You'll see that in some of the marketing material that's going to be coming out. But really putting together what's hot, what people are talking about, what we want to present to the HR professional, whether they're new or tenured, what we think is a good idea, and what we think, you know, we take a look at SHRM also. We take a look at what seems to be trending there. And build that into the program each and every year. So it's not always about bringing celebrities in like Henry Winkler. There's a message behind and there's a reason for why he's coming in this year. And it really speaks about being engaged and getting involved and making a difference. And that really does speak to a lot of what we do in our careers. So it's a lot of those things that you mentioned.
Right. And, you know, yeah, right. It can't just be about the celebrity, right? The Al Gore, the Henry Winkler, the Bill Borman, right? That only takes you so far, right, in your conference planning. And
you're absolutely right. There's got to be really strong content like what Bill Borman just described. There's got to be something that people and really why we wanted to partner with the Voice of HR, because we don't want it just to happen at the conference. We want to extend that message beyond those borders and say, we need to continue to build upon this, continue to talk about it, whether that means another type of webinar that the council puts on, or it's another type of conference that we can do outside of our state conference to keep that conversation going, because we're here trying to make a difference. We're trying to make something happen within the profession and in the organization.
Yeah, Carol, you mentioned, you talked a little bit about taking the pulse of what's happening at SHRM and some of the national trends, and I'll just throw it out there to you and to anyone else really who's on the line who wants to comment about it. Since you mentioned Sherman, I was hoping China would call in tonight, and I was going to ask her directly, and it doesn't look like we're going to get China tonight, but I'll just throw it out there. How much what happens at SHRM at the national level influence what goes on at these big state SHRM affiliate chapters in their events and in the context of their operations? Like, we know, we saw in the news this week ad nauseum the CEO of SHRM is leaving, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of commentary about that. How much does that influence what happens, say, at HR Florida or HR Ohio or Michigan or anywhere
mm-hmm.
else?
Interestingly enough, I mean, in my experience, and I'll certainly let someone speak to this that might have more experience in that area, but in my experience with the local chapters like HR Tampa, where I come from, those chapters are really, you know, less affected by a big change like that at SHRM than maybe the councils of the organization would be, like an HR Florida or, you know, an HR Ohio, as you'd mentioned. Those chapters are really just focusing on their membership, trying to bring good content, trying to make sure that, you know, the monthly meetings are going well. HR Council's charge is to really bring what's happening at SHRM, whether it be a CEO change or a big initiative or legislative program that's going on, and bring it down to the chapters and remind them and share with them what that means to their day-to-day business, how that changes how they do their job or how they hire or how they interview, for example. So I think a change like that has little effect, you know, in the day-to-day locally, but across the state, it's our job to bring it down to them. And people form opinions about what that means for them, good, bad, or they just don't care. you know, there's a lot of different feelings.
I'll throw it out to the panel. Anyone else want to make a comment about or observation about what's going on at the SHRM national level? Selznar? I Selznar'd him. I did it, Mark. We may need to change the term. I did it.
Wow, Professor Bosley. Yes, Professor.
What do you think, Mark, since I called you out?
Yeah, seriously. No, I think it's interesting. I think frankly, it's set up in a way where it actually causes competition. I think the way SHRM National engages sometimes with its chapters, with its affiliates, is such that everyone's fighting for eyeballs, everyone's fighting for dollars, everyone's fighting for sponsors, for attendance. And I'm curious to see how the organization evolves on a go-forward basis to determine whether or not they can collaborate more effectively. At times, in some of the conversations that I've had with various leaders, it's a push. They're pushing their agenda as opposed to listening to those that are on the ground, managing the day-to-day relationships, and trying to capture what's really of the utmost importance from the local members. So I challenge SHRM to break that mold a little bit, and as it looks forward and as it tries to establish its new leadership, hopefully bring in someone who has both an empathy and an understanding with what happens on the local level. I'd like to see more of it.
Mark, thank you for that. Let me do a quick reset. We got about 15 minutes to go on the show, HR Happy Hour. This is the HR Florida preview show. There's a cast of thousands on the line, all your friends.
Totally.
And Bill Borman as well, 646-378-1086 is our call-in number. Please call in if you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you're hanging out on the line, press. I know, I'm feeling good tonight, Shauna. Why not?
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about going down to Florida, going to a conference. I've heard talk about Monster Social and belly dancing and tattooing. Carol, is that like real tattooing?
I approve of the tattooing.
Carol, is that the is that the kind that does not come off, that type of tattoo? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, no, they will be removable.
Aww.
You know, we have to go to work today. Not part of the HR dress code.
That's controversial, Carol, right there.
There's a bunch of us that got tattoos, Carol. Come on.
Really?
Hey, I'm with you all. I get that. But, you know, who wants to wear an HR Florida tattoo on their body for, like, ever, right? Come on. I love it, too, but not that much.
People who are dedicated to the cause, Carol.
Right. I'll put a bird on my shoulder. I'm not going to put HR Florida. Love them.
There may need to be a side trip organized to a proper tattoo establishment for those who are interested. So
Yes.
I think you need to get an HR Happy Hours tattoo.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's right.
Steve, this is Lori. You know, one of the things I was actually thinking of, and Carol, I don't have my conference brochure in front of me. I know this is horrible for me to say.
What?
But we just had the 20th anniversary of the ADA in America, and I wonder if there are any conference sessions, items on the agenda that celebrate that historic accomplishment or talk a little bit about that in the workforce.
Wow, so you're really going to call me out on this.
Let's see. I'm going to look, too, as we look through this, because I think that's a really important accomplishment that we should honor in America and something really important for HR professionals. And I just wondered if HR Florida had anything on disability or access or any issues related to that community. Anything?
I can't think of one right off the top of my head that I've reviewed. I don't know, Mike, you're on the program team. Have you seen one come across your desk?
Yeah, I think there are, but honestly, there's 150 sessions, so I'm trying to load it up now. I'll report back if I find something.
I'm really sorry, guys. That wasn't very smooth. I just think this is, you know, one of those issues that gets more and more compelling as, you know, we pass anniversaries and milestones. And I was just thinking how we saw Ted, many of us saw Ted Kennedy Jr., at SHRM National, and he was talking about how the ADA was really great for removing architectural obstacles, but we still have to remove cultural obstacles. And I just think, you know, that's a compelling subject. I didn't know if HR Florida had anything on that this year.
I know that one of the things that, and we'll continue to look into that, there could very well be one or two in there, but I know this year SHRM selected 10 state councils to bring in a special health care reform session that we just added because that's been something that everyone's been talking about lately. And while we have some sessions about healthcare reform, what does that mean to you, there's a pre-con session now from 1 to 3 on Sunday that's going to speak specifically to the newest legislative things that have come out relating to the healthcare reform. So that just was added this past week. So we find something that comes up about in our 160-something sessions about the ADA, I would definitely pass it on.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks. Great question, Lori. Thanks, Carol. We have probably time to take one more call before the just like the introductions took like about 37 minutes, the wrap-up and plug section of the show is going to take about that long, but we have another caller who wants to come on board. Let's bring that caller up right now. Area code 815, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve, John Jorgensen.
Hey, John, how are you?
How is everybody doing tonight?
Wonderful, John.
Good.
Looking forward to seeing you in a couple days.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make a quick point. I was on another phone call at the same time that it was discussed about. Just real quick on SHRM. SHRM does listen to the local chapters and the state councils. Sometimes they like what they hear. Sometimes they don't like what they hear. Sometimes they can't do anything about it. I mean, there's been some issues that, you know, because of the relationships and everything like that between the separate entities but yet are affiliated, they can't do anything about it legally. And it's a crazy mixed up relationship, though I do agree that they do need to do some things differently. But I think SHRM is like trying to turn a aircraft carrier, trying to turn a state council is more like a destroyer, and sometimes a chapter can turn like a PT boat.
Right, right. Good point, John. Hey, John, you'll be at HR Florida as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
So cool.
John's a great guy, great HR guy. Guided myself and Trish, right, through Gettysburg from afar as we went to the Gettysburg Leadership Experience a few weeks ago as well. So much appreciation to John.
Yeah, when are we going to do HR Evolution at Gettysburg?
Soon, John. I'm not sure we can get. We're not going to be able to get a big crowd, though. You know, willing to live in tents and sleep out in the outside.
I don't do camping.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can have the tents. I already know the hotel I'm staying in.
Yeah, I think I'll be at that hotel too. Right. I'm a little high maintenance for camping.
Yeah. I gotta say, camping is completely overrated. Maybe that's for another time, but. I think like, you know, thousands of years of civilization was to advance us to the point where we could sleep inside in air conditioning and plumbing and all that, right? Like,
oh,
like why would you choose to go back? Like, why would you just choose that, right?
I did my time in the Boy Scouts, you know, and unless I'm traveling via canoe, I'm not camping anymore.
Right. Hey, we've got one more caller. We're going to try to squeeze one more in before plugs. Let's see if we can do it, Shauna. We probably can't, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yep,
area code 850, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, this is Joyce Chastain. I'm on the council with HR Florida. I was actually calling in to bail out both Carol and Mike Vandervoort to remind them that HR Florida partners with the Florida Business Leadership Network, which has a focus on promoting employment for individuals with disability, and they will be at the HR Florida conference with the booth. So they will be there, and they will be talking about the 20th anniversary of the ADA.
Awesome. Joyce, thanks for the bailout. Fantastic information.
Yay.
Thank you, Joyce.
It's my job.
Thank you.
I'm always trying to get Carol out of trouble.
Well. See, that's the great thing about what I do is I don't have to know everything. I just have to have people that do know everything. That's what makes
Amen
my job so fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Great,
that's right.
Great. Joyce, thank you
so
much.
Thanks, Joyce.
Let's circle back. Carol, we talked a lot about the event. Everybody's excited, festivities, the information, the Voice of HR presence there. So many great things. Henry Winkler, Dave Ulrich will be there, China Gorman, of course. So if you're out there listening or listening to this on the archive and they want to get themselves down to HR Florida, what do you recommend that they do?
They need to go to, first of all, we are less than 30 days away, hrflorida.org, and they can register online. If they're a state council representative in the southern portion of the United States, they can contact me directly at conference@hrflorida.org, and we can talk about coming as my guest if you're with the State Council. Or they can just reach out to any one of the members on the website to get more details.
Great. So hrflorida.org is the place for all the information, right?
That's correct.
Great. Carol, thank you so much for joining us tonight and hanging out, and come back anytime.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I'm throwing it to you. Plugs. Where you, besides HR Florida, where else can we find you, and what else do you want to tell our listeners?
Illinois SHRM next week, blogging panel, doing your role for us next week with John Jorgensen and Dave Ryan. So that's going to be good. Really appreciate to be involved with another state council that's showing the same kind of foresight and leadership as HR Florida. So that's a
fantastic,
great opportunity.
Mike, you ought to get like a Volkswagen van and just tour around the country hitting all the state conferences.
I'm thinking, in that barbecue thing, we could maybe combine. Maybe we should do some kind of secret plan, Steve.
Hey, let's talk about that offline because I'm with you on that. Fantastic.
Ooh.
Let's go to Trish McFarland. You're going to be at Illinois SHRM, but where else? Where else can we find what you're up to?
Well, after Illinois SHRM, I'll be at, I'll be in Dallas at Talent Net Live on August 27th. Going straight from there down to HR Florida, obviously, and working with our friend Mike Krupa, a fellow blogger, on some exciting things for the HR Technology Conference in September.
Wow. Trish McFarland has more tour dates than Green Day at this point. Are you
kidding? Yeah.
She's very popular, Steve, in case you hadn't noticed.
That is
Maybe
awesome.
Maybe we'll let me tour with them. They are coming to Buffalo.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm not a big Green Day guy, so I won't.
Yeah, I know. You hate Green Day. I get it.
Fantastic.
Hey,
Trish, thanks so much.
I'll go with Eric from Monster anytime.
Yeah. If you guys both come to Buffalo, I'll drive out there and go. But I don't know if we can get Kelly Mitten to come up in her current situation. But if we could,
probably
I would definitely
not.
Go.
All right. Well, so I'll work on Eric for Green Day and Buffalo.
Well, good, Trish. You're going to make up tour shirts? Trish, are you going to make HR Ringleader tour shirts with all the stops on them?
I totally need tour shirts. Dang. See, now Ben Eubanks would normally do that for me. I need somebody else that can help me out.
Right.
I know. He's a little busy right now.
He's a little busy. He's got his hands full.
Well, thank you so much, Trish. Franny, what's going on, Franny? Where can we learn more about the Franny sort of experience?
HR Florida, and then I'm going to be at HR Southwest, just blogging HR Southwest. That's with Jessica Lee, and I'm not sure who else.
I'll be there.
That should be a lot of fun. Who's that?
Trish.
Oh, great. Happy day. So that will be a lot of fun.
Well, great.
And then I'm, waiting to see what else is coming up next.
Right. Awesome. Call your agent, right? That's what you're telling our listeners?
Yes.
Call your agent. All right, let me see. Did I get it? Oh, Stelzner and Laurie, quickly, New Media Services, Voice of HR. Any last words?
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming. I'll be recording some children's answering machine messages this week.
Do mine?
next week, the gracious, the AKA Bruno Matskalik has invited me to Wisconsin, my home state, to do a closing.
Ooh.
Really excited to meet all the chapter leaders there.
Great. Laurie, any last words from you?
Oh, my God, no.
We've probably covered enough tonight, right? There's no need. Nothing to add, right?
Not a peep.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. HRFlorida.org, make sure you check that out. Please check it out if you're thinking about, Disney World, tattoos, belly dancers, great HR thought leaders, great sessions, great speakers. We'll all be there. It'll be fantastic. I definitely recommend you come. Shauna, any last words from you from Alabama?
Y'all?
Come back, y'all.
That was great.
Well, thank you so much. And, Shauna, open up all the lines for After Show. Anybody who's on the line now, we're going to open up all the lines. You can hang out on After Show or, go back to your lives. But quite frankly, you don't have anything better to do than talk to us on the After Show. There's no way. So I'm going to play us out now. Mark, you may recognize this voice that you're about to hear. And thank you so much from the HR Happy Hour. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Steve. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HR Happy Hour, sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions and enthusiastic proponent of free stuff. Go to aqure.com/downloads for free software trials, free webinars, free podcasts, free case studies, and more. Did we mention it's all free? Acquire.com/downloads. Who doesn't like freebies?
After show, who's there? I couldn't kill the song. Shauna, I couldn't kill the song.
I tried, too.
That
ridiculous.
Was
Oops. Like
a minute
Marshall
47 seconds of nonsense right there.
Oh, it's fine.
You've got to clean up your music library, Steve.
Yeah. You know,
hey, Shauna.
Yeah. Yeah, normally we can kill
hey,
the Carol. At any point, but once the show officially ended on the live stream, I was unable to kill the song. So just anybody who's hanging on after show, just so you know, we're not streaming live on the internet right now, but anything we do say will make the recorded archive for
That'll
your future listening pleasure, so be advised.
I'm just cracking up over here. I'm sorry.
It was fun tonight. Good show. Thanks, everybody.
It was fun.
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks, Steve. It's Carol. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, he was a little loose, but I think it was fun, you know. And I
oh, loose
that,
is good.
We got into
Shauna,
belly.
You make me laugh so hard, I can't even talk. I'm trying to talk to you. It's so funny.
What?
You're just laugh. It's so funny.
It is kind of what I do.
I'm an HR minion, and I giggle, and that's it. That's mine.
Yep, that's my lot in life, and honestly, if that's all I'm ever known for, I'm happy.
That is so funny.
Stelzner, did you see my suggestion on Twitter? You need to do like an Old Spice Man knockoff. You can start recording videos and talking, doing shout-outs to people on YouTube. Promote your voice of HR.
As long as
I fully approve.
In like a towel, standing in the shower. The great.
Why not? We got skirts and everything else flying around. It seems like anything's going right now.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of mayhem is going to ensue down in Orlando next month.
You know, we've got all those crazy artists down there at the theme parks. Why not pull them in, right?
That's where the belly dancers are coming from, right? From Arabian Nights, or?
No, it's Orlando Belly Dance Company.
Ah.
Oh, they're a whole company.
Yes. Yes, they're quite good.
Right.
They give lessons. They're supposed to be really fabulous.
Really exciting time, and you know, I'm excited. Franny, if Franny's still with us, I'm not sure.
I am. I'll give you all the belly dancing lessons.
I'm coming to your session. I'm sitting right in the front, so, you know.
We got to talk about that. You may have some good ideas for free resources in terms of HR technology, too.
Yeah, maybe. And then you can feel free to pick on me, like, the entire time. So that'll work out there.
And your session, Franny, your session is really filling up, too, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. Great.
Better start right here now.
You have to
start writing now, okay? Start writing something, would you? For the love of God.
I'm actually taking tomorrow off so that I can build the first deck. So there you go.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So, Franny, is yours on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon? Do you remember?
Sunday morning.
Okay.
I think.
Well, no one from the conference team will be there. Sorry, we have a big dinner we do Saturday night, so they'll all be hungover.
No problem.
Just kidding.
Well, Carol, I
Space Mountain or Universal? You sound like you're more of a Disney guy.
Universal.
Oh, Bill, you said Universal. Bill's a Universal fan. I already knew that from Twitter.
Well, so you're going to go over and see Harry Potter when he's over there and all his friends.
The new Harry Potter, Men in Black, Simpsons.
Good.
Even the old Jaws.
Good.
Well, listen, guys, this is Mark. I'm going to jump. Steve, Shauna, great show as always. Mike,
bye, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, so much.
Bye, Mark.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks, everybody.
See you soon.
All right, take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Mark? Yeah, and please, anyone else, the after show is kind of optional only. Please feel free to.
Yeah, you can leave if you have to.
Absolutely.
But we don't want you to.
Well, I just want to say thank you both, Shauna and Steve. It was really gracious of you to ask us to come on in all of our giddiness and laughing in all seriousness. So we really do appreciate it. And we thank Mike and Steven for really kind of getting us there. And, you know, HR Florida is ready. They're really trying to kind of launch themselves and be the leaders in the state or in the country. So thanks
again, pleasure,
so
Carol.
Much.
Thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait. I can't wait to come down. You know, it's going to be a great time.
Gonna
so
be,
many great people there. So much fun.
It's going to be a great time. So good night, y'all. Thank you so much. And if you have
any
questions or need anything, please feel free to reach out. I'm sure I know someone that can answer your questions because I can't.
Thank you.
Bye.
Great.
Bye.
Great. All right. Any final words before we wrap it up tonight? And Shauna, we've got a. What have we got coming up? I never. You know what? I'm getting
Sonar
to the end
six.
Of the shows. And Sonar 6 next week. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, next week's show is going to be really cool. We get the guys from Sonar 6 coming on. And if you don't know who they are, check out sonar6.com, S-O-N-A-R, the number 6.com. They're a software company out of New Zealand that makes the coolest, most innovative software out there for things like performance management and succession planning. It's just really different, kind of a quirky, unusual approach and some fun people. They've got some really fun blogs and videos. I think that's going to be a really good show. They were sort of the hit of last year's HR Technology Conference because if you were there, you might remember them as the guys who gave out the T-shirts that were sort of about performance reviews, and they said things like, I got a 3 or something like that, or, you know, I fully met my expectations.
Debbie Brown, remember with her shirt?
Yeah. So Mike from Sonar 6 is coming on. I'm not sure if anyone else from the company is or not, but we'll see. We're going to try to get one other guy, and they've got some great and interesting stories to tell. So that's next week. On August 12th, we're talking to a guy called Tom Silver, who's an SVP at Dice.com. And so we're going to finally, you know, the whole job boards are dead post has been written about 15,000 times, but we've never actually gotten into that stuff on this show very much.
We've
so
tried.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the job boards in their role in 2010. We're going to talk specifically a little bit about Dice and what they're up to. They've launched some very new services in the last week or two that they want to talk about a little. So we'll talk about those services. And as you'd expect, they involve social media integration, right? Surprise, surprise. And so we'll talk about that and sort of the position of the job board as well. So and then August 19th, Shauna, is probably going to be, I think, one of our biggest shows to date, which is going to be the Sam Culbert, the Get Rid of the Performance Review Author.
That is going to be
in
the
top. That'll get a lot of conversation.
Oh my God, I've gotten emails like at least 3 or 4 from, you know, respected smart people emailing me personally and directly saying I want to come on and argue with the guy. So that'll set
new records until you get Tony Hsieh, right?
Yeah, if we can get Tony Hsieh, that would be great. So that's August 19th. And August 26th, Jason Seiden, guest hosting.
Cool.
The HR Happy Hour as Shauna and I take a night off, thank God. So I
don't think I'm taking the night off, Steve. I really don't think I can't.
You're going to keep an eye on Seiden that night for us?
Keep him under control.
As long as someone keeps an eye on me.
Okay. Well, I'm taking
the night off. That's his job. Hey, Steve, there's a piece of software. I haven't actually seen the software. I've only seen the website and talked to the guy, but it's a new piece of social media enterprise management software. It's a platform that theoretically is designed to create internal communities and stuff. It's called Yakstar, Y-A-C-K, star.com. Take a look at it. I'd be curious to see what you think. I don't know how much you can see off the website. I only was poking around on it a little bit today, but it's I think it's Australia or New Zealand, and I know there's a big difference between those two places. I can't remember where the guy's out of, but it's kind of interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
The one you want to look at, Mike, in that arena is TribePad.
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 Oh, TribePad. Got it.
TribePad from Lisa Scales. That's the best product I've seen in that internal community market. Fantastic.
Hey, Bill, I'm getting ready.
See you guys later. Thank you.
See you, Franny.
All right, good night, everyone. Thank
you
so much.
See you soon.
Bill,
we'll see you soon,
yeah,
Bill.
I will check that one as well. Lisa's great. I remember meeting her at True London. She's fantastic, so that's a good recommendation as well.
See y'all later. I'm jumping off. Thanks, Steve, again.
Yeah,
Shauna,
well,
have a good
rest tonight. Thank you so much,
Mike.
Everyone. Shauna,
thank you.
Bill, thank you. Trish.
Thanks,
who's left? Carol, Trish, Stelzner, Mike, Franny, Lori,
Steve.
Everybody who called. Steve, John Jorgensen, Joyce Chastain. That's it. I'm tired.
That was a lot.
I'll speak to you soon.
All right.
I'll see you all
tonight.
Soon.
We'll see everybody
bye
in Florida everyone. At HR Florida.
You take
good
it
night,
easy.
Everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I just wanted noted that Shauna did say y'all.